The recession was in full swing by the time Joyce Goodwin finished her interim position as the director of a school in Hudson. She was 54 and couldn't find another job.
My age was prohibitive in some of the jobs that may have been available. When you're looking at someone younger in their 30s or so, as opposed to someone who's 54 years old, it's not really a hard choice.
Goodwin's experience was in early education management. She said she had no other choice, so she started the Granite Start Early Education Center. At Wednesday's Forum on the Future in Manchester, Goodwin shared her story. Mary Collins was in the audience. Collins is the state director of the Small Business Development Center, an organization at UNH which provides resources to entrepreneurs. She says since the recession, she's seen more people in Goodwin's position.
We have people that, out of need, have been downsized out of corporate America and are looking to do something with a business they may have on the side or to start a new business.
Finding capital, Collins says, is usually the hard part. Panelists and audience members at the forum agreed that private sector and state government need to do more to make capital available to older folks who are new to entrepreneurship. After all, this is a demographic that comes with decades of experience, robust social networks, and few distractions in the way of family. Paul Bemis worked as a senior executive at computer companies like HP and Apollo Computing before he struck out on his own in Concord. His niche market was too small to attract capital investment, so he funded his startup, Applied Math Modeling Incorporated, all by himself. He says he invested everything he had earned in upper management.
I was comfortable. Nice home, second home, cars, new cars, expense account, really comfortable. Kids in college, you know, nice. And then all of a sudden, you take all of that, you put it on the number three or whatever, spin the wheel. And the downside risk is that you have none of it.
For the first time in his life, Bemis says, he had to grapple with self-doubt, not to mention the social pressures.
That transition is difficult because you interact with your peers, whether it's at the soccer field or whether it's at kids' functions, and they're all doing fairly well, got the nice car, got this and that, and the material component becomes very obvious. And you have to be willing to swallow your pride and just say, I'm okay with this.
Most of the time, older people are expected to protect whatever wealth they have, not risk it on a business venture. But as New Hampshire's population grows grayer, changing that paradigm could go a long way in keeping the state's economy strong. For State Impact New Hampshire, I'm Emily Corwin.